What is taking her so? Place the lunch containers on the desk carefully. How long is your break today? 45 minutes. Come here. Have you been a good girl today? I'll see about that. Strip from the waist down. Ooh, good girl. Now let me move your hair out of the way as I kiss up your neck. My good girl, not wearing any panties today under her clothes. I bet that when I trace my fingers up your thighs, I'm going to find a slutty mess, aren't I, pet? Oh, you are excited. Did I do this before or after I called you to get us lunch today? Or did it happen after you saw what I wore today? According to the mess you just made on my hand, I'll take it as the latter. You are wet. But I want to make sure my pet is going to be ready when she rides my knee-high leather boots. No, you don't need any teasing today, pet. I'm just going to shove two fingers straight into your pussy and start fucking you hard. Don't you dare come yet. You are mine to fuck and use however and whenever I want. And you will not be allowed to come until I decide so. That's it. Arch that back, pet. But don't bend over too far. Let me just wrap my hand around that pretty little throat of yours so you don't lean too far from me. Stand just like that and let me fuck you in the middle of my office, two fingers deep while I choke out moans and whimpers as I tighten my hold on your throat just slightly before I relax it. My beautiful pet, so good for me, standing there, whimpering, letting me do whatever I want to you. Turn around and look at me. Oh my, you already look a mess and we've only just started. I knew you'd end up being my desperate whore after we first met. Now, clean your arousal off of my fingers so we can get started. Slow down, slut. You know I love watching you like this. Just like that. Get them nice and clean. Oof, good girl. My good girl, looking up at me with those sweet eyes as you clean my fingers of your arousal. Now, get off of me and take off the rest of your clothing. I'm gonna go sit on this couch and watch you strip for me. My gorgeous girl, just look at you. Standing in the middle of my office, naked, absolutely dripping, and anxiously awaiting my command. Get down on all fours and crawl over to me. Oh, yes, pet. I made a good choice when I decided to train you. Let me extend my left leg, knee bent, heel on the ground, Now kneel over my leg. Slowly lower that slutty pussy onto my boot. Just like that, pet. Good girl. Place your pussy on my boot, but don't you dare move. You didn't think I'd let you ride my leg without anything in return, did you? No, of course not. You know better than that, pet. Beg me. Kneel at my feet and beg me to let you pleasure yourself on my leg. Oh, pet, I know you can do better than that. Louder. Tell me how much you want to humiliate yourself in my office. How you want to rub that slutty pussy up and down my boot while you beg me to come. Well, how can I say no to that? Go ahead, start fucking yourself on my leg. Feel that cool leather on your hot pussy and clit. Grip the couch cushions as you drive yourself up and down. Look at you down there, so desperate and horny, riding my leg in my office as if you weren't ravished this morning. Going faster and harder, even though you know you're not allowed to come, like a good little girl. Pet, did you remember to lock the door behind you? I wonder what my secretary would say if she walked in right now. If she saw you, naked and shamelessly riding my poot. Would you even notice if she did walk in? Or are you too focused on not coming, like my good girl, and not even hear her open the door? Maybe she'll hear your loud moans and whimpers, or maybe she'll just hear the loud sounds of your pussy riding up and down my boot. Maybe she'll walk in and check to see if I'm okay. Or maybe she'll come in to tell me that my 1 o'clock is early. Would you like that, pet? Look at you. Desperate, writhing on my leg, not knowing if you want to press harder or slow down so you don't come. But I know you won't. No, you're my good girl, and you know to show appreciation for my gifts. I wonder, should I let you come? There are only 10 minutes left until your break is over. No, I think I'll wait a little longer, though. My left leg is getting a little tired. Switch legs. Go ahead. I'll even extend my leg just like the desk leg I let you fuck at home while I work. Go ahead, pet. Faster. Faster. Otherwise, I might not let you come. It was easier to slide up and down a boot that was warm and slick with your arousal, wasn't it? Now you can really feel the drag of your hard clit on the cool leather. Keep going, pet. Faster. I'm going to count down, starting from 10. And if you keep fucking yourself hard and fast, I'll let you come. Are you ready? 10. Oof. Good girl, keep going. Just like that. 9. Fuck yourself on my leg. Faster. 8. Is that someone at the door? 7. Good girl. 6. Keep moaning for me, pet. 5. Beg me to let you come. You beg so pretty, girl. 4. You're so beautiful when you're so desperate for me, pet. 3. Don't you dare slow down. 2. Keep moaning for me, pet. 1. Fuck. Louder, pet. I want everyone to hear that you are mine. Come. Come right now. Oh, yeah, pet. Just like that. Don't stop. I didn't tell you to stop. Keep going. Keep fucking yourself on my leg as you come. Keep fucking yourself. Oh, yes, pet. Just like that. Keep going. I know you just came, pet. But you're going to keep going and you're going to make yourself come one more time on my leg. Let's see, you've got 5 minutes before my secretary walks in to confirm my afternoon schedule. Oh, you'd like that though. You'd love for people to see you like this. You're remembering that she never closes a door when she walks in. Oh, sometimes she doesn't even look up from her tablet until she's at my desk. She'd be in her own little world as she hurries to my desk while the entire office would hear your dirty moans as you ride my leg like a bitch in heat. She'd notice I wasn't at my desk and look around the office until she'd see me relaxing on the couch, looking at my phone, replying to emails, as a naked whore rides my leg, moaning and whimpering all the while. That really gets you going, doesn't it, my little exhibitionist pet? Come, just like this. After making my left boot slick with your arousal, after coming all over my right boot, finish the job and make a mess of both my boots. Come all over it. Yes. Scream in a pleasure. I want to hear you come for me. Oh, pet. Good girl. Oh, my good girl. Slow down. Yes, slower and slower. Let the adrenaline wash off of you. And allow that high of being on the edge for so long drift off. Slow down and lean your body against the couch. Lay your head in my lap. Oh, good girl. Let me stroke your hair and tell you how proud you make me. I hope this is all you wanted it to be. Take your time, pet. Take your time, beautiful. We'll sit here as long as you need. We can heat up dinner at home and no one is going to be here to interrupt us. Even security and the cleaning ladies know to call first. Come here and snuggle into my lap so you can drink some water and I can tell you how much of a good girl you are and how proud and happy you make me.